Coach, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, I thought it's a really good game. They're a good team. It's a local derby. And I thought our commitment from everybody who stepped on the field from a defensive standpoint, the performance I thought was as complete that we've had. So that's a really good sign for our group. And now, you know, we stay together. Obviously going up 1-0 and then conceding late, is it tough? Yeah, but we can still reflect and say it was a strong, committed performance, and how can we be better? And I think that there's phases that we can be better in. So I'm really pleased for the guys and the shift and the effort that they put in tonight, because again, that's a good side in BC. And now we move on and focus on Lehigh and conference play.
And then before your goal, the momentum had shifted a little bit away, but then came back. What had you guys clicking leading up to that goal?
Yeah, you know, I think there's times where we've gotten away from playing when there's space to play. And we've tried to reiterate to our guys that we can still play. And listen, they overloaded a little differently in the second half than they did in the first half, which is fine. But I think there is a spell where, yeah, we were under it. But then again, to stress to our guys, like, confidence and continue to play. And, you know, when you have the ball, that's the greatest strength of, you know, not having to defend. And so I was pleased with the goal, not just because of the goal, but just kind of how things built up. But again, a really solid performance by our group tonight.
And then Shiraz, you gave the start to. What was the thinking behind that? And then what did you make of his performance?
I thought it's unbelievable for a guy to come in 9 games into the season, a local derby, to come in and hold down the line and be really strong for the team. And so I'm pumped for him. You know, and now we move forward. But yeah, really, really happy for him. Luke Dunn and John Roman saw their first minutes of the season. So we're slowly getting guys back. We've been injury ridden since day one of preseason. And that's okay. And we have a next guy up mentality. But I was really pleased, specifically to your point, your question, Shiraz, to get his first minutes tonight of the season in a big midweek game. And then also for Luke and John to finally see action as well.
Yeah, and then just talking about the players coming back from injury and then a lot of players showing really strong performances tonight. How does that depth play into the way you guys are going forward into conference play now?
Since I've been here and since I've been a coach, you have to have depth. And I believe in our group from first guy up to the 28th guy. And the more guys you get back, I think the better it is for us. Because we're not a staff who says that it's only X amount of guys, whether that's 15 or 16. We rotate, we believe in our guys. And at the end of the day, every guy comes in here. And if you never give them an opportunity, how can you say that they aren't the level? And so that's what we do our job Monday through Friday. So guys have a base and they then are prepared and they have to go out and perform. And so I only hope that we continue to get more guys back, because I believe that our depth is as strong as any team, and we got to use that.
I mean, I thought DeMola stood out particularly performance-wise tonight. What did you make of his play on that right flank? He's so quick, so powerful. What do you like about his game overall, and what did you think about his performance tonight?
Yeah, pretty good performance. I think in the first half he was disconnected a little bit. You know, when he was still working on, you know, it's a little different for him, just in terms of the system he's come from. But, you know, from a defensive responsibilities. But yeah, I think DeMola has been a guy who's come in this year, and he's given us valuable minutes. And I think aside from his goal tonight, you know, obviously that helps with rating your performance, but I think it's a good output from him. And I thought he also did well on Saturday at Loyola, right? So now how can he continue to be consistent? And obviously tonight he got the start. And so, yeah, we're going to continue to see how he progresses. But, yeah, I thought he stretched the defense. I think he can go 1v1. He's obviously got some pace and power to him, so he can be linear, but he can also get you laterally at times because you have to be worried about his linear pace. And so how do we continue to work with that? So, yeah, it's a good problem to have, in my opinion.
I'm good.
And then Marcus had a goal last week and helped set up this goal. What have you liked from him?
Yeah, another guy who came in the spring as a freshman, and so he's been with us now coming on two semesters, and he's played a couple different positions, but yeah, scored a goal last week, top of the box. I know it was in a really tough game with us being behind, and then gave us some valuable minutes tonight. And so he's just been, I think, another guy who, you know, it shows that you come in, whether you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, you prove it in a training perspective. And so that's our job. And I always say to the players, make our job as a staff hard. And he has done well. And he gave us valuable minutes. And, you know, the cross, you know, obviously leads to the goal. But he broke balls up centrally. He was able to distribute, you know, into wide channels at time. He got, you know, forward a couple times, which isn't necessarily a double pivot role in tonight's game plan, but yeah, I thought it was good tonight to kind of piggyback on Brown, where he didn't see much on the weekend.
And then finally, as a coach, do you tell the guys to treat the ball any differently when there's this much wind?
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about it a little bit, just in terms of what side you want to defend, right? Because it can go from 12 men, you know, from 11 men to 12 men, and it can work against you or with you. So there is a little bit, but, you know, yeah, we know this field is pretty windy in general, and we train on it. So tonight was probably the windiest game that we've had all season. But I don't think it played too much of a factor, but maybe I'm wrong and I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it, but not too much.
Thank you.